And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Love the Ask Roz and Mocha podcast episodes. These are always fun, and it's always a great time reading through some of your questions and, of course, having you join us on an episode of the show. Hello, Vicky. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, hello. Happy Monday.
Hell yeah. All right, Vicky, you sound like you're in a great mood. What is your question?
Okay, my question is, recently my son just gradually, you know, was hanging out, and he farted 3 times in a row. And then he looked at me, and he asked me which one was my favorite.
And what'd you say?
So my question is, how would you respond to that?
Well, which one was your favorite?
I was in tears, so couldn't even respond.
Now, was he asking what's your favorite, as in what was your favorite overall kind of like sound? What was your favorite because of length of fart? Or what was your favorite based on smell?
I think favorite is subjective, right? So like if I say to you, which one was your favorite? And you go number 3, and then he's going to go, why? And then you learn a little something about mom, right? Mom judges a fart by just sound and sound only, mm-hmm. right?
Like I would have said by sound.
So you would judge a fart by sound.
Uh-huh.
See, I would sometimes judge a fart not by sound, but by length. Right? Sometimes
yeah,
I'm like, if there's too loud followed by a mid-tone long,
uh-huh.
I'm going long all day.
So wait. So Vicky, once you got through the laughter and the tears, or tears from the laughter, what did you say?
I don't think I actually answered his actual question.
What kind of monster are you?
He just shocked me that he responded with that little sly question after he, you know, did his business.
Wait, how old is he?
Oh, he's 7.
Okay.
Now, you could be a supportive mom, and if he says to you, you know, hey, Ma, which fart was your favorite? You could look at him and go, the next one. You know what I mean? Like, you could be the encouraging mom and say something like that maybe next time.
Then he'd be... Then he'd be like, yo, challenge accepted.
Yes,
Ma.
Yes. Right? Where in my house, if I fart, right, I always get accused of pushing.
Mm,
right?
Yeah.
Because apparently with girls, farts just fall out of them. They don't have to actually do anything to fart, right? But with me, if I feel like I have to fart, I push.
Yeah.
Right?
Get it out.
To get it out.
Of course.
And I always get accused of farting like deliberately farting. Like, uh-huh. I didn't have to fart. I forced myself to fart.
No, it's too much risk,
right?
In that.
Thank you. Yeah. Right? So I push a little. Uh-huh. I push a little, right?
Yeah, my kids definitely push.
Okay. Yes.
So now that you think back to the fart from your 7-year-old,
yes.
You farted 3 times in a row. Which one was your favorite?
Probably the last one.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
Like you're like, oh, okay, the first one's a fart.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the next one was like a follow-up fart.
Mm-hmm.
But the third one is like special, right?
Yeah.
So
how long ago did this happen?
I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
I think you should go to your son today and say, hey, you remember that time you asked me which out of the 3 farts that you did was my favorite? I had some time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is my favorite. Here's why.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you got to do that. I think you owe it.
Yep.
As a parent to your child,
yeah,
to provide that information.
I will definitely provide that information and encourage his
yeah. Kids need support, you know, and I think
yeah,
that as a parent,
sure.
Sometimes you forget that, you know, you have to be interested in the things that they're interested in. And, you know, he's very much interested in farts.
Yeah.
And he wants to share that with you, right?
Clearly,
yeah.
All day long.
Yes.
Several times a day.
Yes.
Hey, Vicky, it was great talking to you. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, no. I had a feeling this was coming.
That's what she said.
I love you both.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But something about Roz's voice, I'm a voice teacher, so I just love the sound of your voice. It's so cool. So I think Roz.
Oh, thank you.
Like you teach singing or you're like
Stop
a vocal
it.
Coach?
Yes, I'm a voice instructor.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, then.
Singing coach. Yeah.
Yo, Shem is holding his heart. He's offended. Shem, wow. I'm sorry, but you know you're not included in this.
I know. I got to
in
step
this question.
Back. Yeah, my bad. Step back. It hurt a little bit.
Oh,
but.
No, I didn't know someone else was there too. Hello. Yeah.
Step back.
Shem, the singer on the show, feels offended. Yeah. Thanks, Vicky. You're the best. Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Hey, bye. Did you guys ever, were you guys, what were farts like in your houses growing up? Were they encouraged? Were they not encouraged? What was it seen as something humorous or something disgusting?
Oh, yeah. Humorous, for sure.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
But everybody in your family? Like your sisters and your ma, too?
No. Like me and my dad.
Oh, just you and your dad.
I had competitions when I shared a bed when I went to L.A. with my cousins, David and Mark. We were all in the same bed, and we would, like, see who could fart louder.
Yeah. What about with your dad?
Oh, it was always it was funny. We would it's two guys living together.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Last night, Matthew farted on my foot.
Excuse me?
Because I always put my feet under his butt to keep warm.
Right.
And he, didn't excuse
himself.
Where,
in the bed?
No, on the couch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he farted on my foot.
Uh-huh.
It was vibrating.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was so disgusted.
And what did you say?
I was like, how dare you not move? Like,
but you put your foot in the man's bum to keep them warm, though.
Yeah, but like if you have to do
risk.
That,
you know,
exactly.
I know the risk. That's on you.
You know the risk.
Patty says here, if you had to pick between being put in jail for 3 months or living in your car for 6 months and your family stays in your family home and can't assist you or contact you at all, which would you pick?
So what is it? Jail for how long?
Jail for 3 months, living in your car with zero contact with your family or assistance from your family for 6 months. At the end of each, there will be a $100,000 prize.
Aren't both kind of away from your family?
Yeah, but one's jail, one's your car.
I'm picking the car, obviously.
Car for 6 months.
Yes.
I'm not going to jail for 3 months.
How do meals happen with the car? Like, can you drive or are you stuck in the underground parking?
Let's say the car is not mobile, but you can order food to the car.
Yeah, I'm picking
then I'm going car. Who would ever pick jail?
Shem looks like he's contemplating jail.
But 6 months is a long time. My car is kind of small.
6 months is a long
time. The Kia Forte XL? It's not living up to the name?
Nah, man. It's too small.
Bro, I don't have a back seat in my car. I only have the front seats.
I've slept in my Yaris, so I know what it's like.
Oh, but I guess I could just put a mattress and sleeping bag in the back of my pickup.
Sure, why not?
I ain't got that kind of room, bro. I'm picking jail.
No, you're not.
No, I swear to God. I can't. Six months?
You're going to jail for 3 months?
Listen, I feel confident that I'd be able to handle myself in the
you
pen.
Would not. Uh-uh.
And I'm doing it.
With that face.
And that voice. You'd be singing a different kind of tune.
Come on
There's
now.
There's no way, Shem.
No, yeah, man. No, jail for me, bro. 3 months?
You're going to jail
Listen,
for 3 months,
Shem? You get a meal. You know, I get to sleep.
You get you to know? Sleep.
Yeah.
As a newbie.
Well,
come on,
bro. Robert Downey Jr. Okay, went to jail. He tells this story. Robert Downey Jr. was famous when he went to jail. In jail, Robert Downey Jr. had to fight a man for a phone. That's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, but he's famous. You're gonna target famous people.
No. They don't care.
Yeah.
They do not care.
Who was the talk show host that had her underwear stolen in jail?
Yeah, exactly.
Sherry
Shepherd had her underpants stolen. She was in there for a weekend.
I don't wear draws, so it's fine, man.
Put it in there.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that too much.
You know what I mean? Because the thing is that somebody might steal your pants, and then what do you have? Right? Nothing.
Something to hold
bro,
on to.
You could tell me 6 months in the car or 3 weeks in jail. I wouldn't do 3 weeks
in
jail.
You're still picking the car.
I'm
the
still picking the car.
The only answer, ladies and gentlemen, is car.
Yeah.
Has to be the car. Mm.
There's no other way.
Unless you're in solitary.
Even still, you couldn't do 3 months. Mario, you would go crazy 3 months in solitary.
You go crazy 3 hours in solitary.
Yeah, you would not be able to. You wouldn't be able to do it at all. There's no way.
No, I'm picking car.
There's no way.
Yeah car.
You have to
Plus,
pick
I have
car.
The radio in the car.
Yes, you have all the. You can open a window.
Yeah. You can enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
Come I know on, where man. The snacks are.
No, Shem, jail. Police.
Yeah, don't jail for me, boys.
No.
Janika says here, what is your favorite car snack?
Easy.
I think we've talked about this before.
Licorice.
Did you say licorice, right?
Always Mark? Licorice.
Yeah. Didn't you also say that, Roz?
Me?
Licorice?
No. I do not eat in the car.
Oh, just pick a snack for the question.
I don't. Yeah. I do not eat in
at
the
all.
Car. At all.
Oh, excuse
at
us.
At all.
That's what you've talked about, Swiss Chalet in the car.
That's
no,
Catherine.
It's Catherine.
Do you listen to this show?
No, but doesn't she hand you like what, the skin or something? She doesn't like the skin?
No, if Catherine hands me the skin off her chicken while she's driving, eating a big thing of takeout Swiss Chalet on her lap, danger on the highway.
Yeah, greasy hands on that wheel?
Yes. I will eat the skin off her chicken. But other than that, I do not snack in the car. I think it is a waste of food. When I see people sitting in their car like eating a burger that they just, go home.
Twizzlers, any type of candy.
Really?
Yeah, not chips. I can't do chips in the car.
And
but
Twizzlers
I will
do well in the sun.
Oh, because they get like super warm and stuff like that?
Yeah, like if you leave Twizzlers on the seat, you know they're going to be okay. They're even softer when you get back.
Oh, so chocolate doesn't melt. Gummies don't stick together. Yeah. Twizzlers are the way to go, says Maury. Do you do Twizzlers in the car?
Yes.
You do, huh?
Yeah, man.
Where do you keep all this? Where do you keep the groceries in the car?
No, this is like, it's not an everyday thing.
Oh.
It's
oh,
like it sometimes if a...
I have Twizzlers in my car now.
No, it's like road trips or anything
gotcha.
Right?
So not just like on your way home from work, you don't have a snack.
No.
Shem, you don't eat in the car?
I'm with Roz. I don't eat in my car.
No.
Not at all.
No. I'm like, to me, if you're going to pick up a meal, you eat it at home, right?
Thank you.
You sit down, you get yourself set up.
No, but we're talking about a snack here.
No, I can wait.
You need a two-hour drive. You need a cup holder full of fries.
You can't go 2 hours without French fries?
I'm sorry, hand fries are the best.
All fries are hand fries.
No, but they call it hand fries.
No,
like
they don't.
If they're in the cup holder.
No. Maury, all fries are hand fries. Mm. What fries are not hand fries?
No, they're all hand fries, but that's what they call the ones in the car.
No, they're called French fries.
People say hand fries. Are you going for some hand fries?
No, nobody
says
that.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Also, really? Maury, these are made up people. Nobody has ever once said to you, are you going for hand fries?
Yes.
No,
my friend John from Montreal.
Oh, please. Jesus.
Bro, how many times you talk about John from Montreal?
He doesn't exist.
There's no evidence. From Montreal. Sometimes Maury would be like leaving here right before the show is about to end.
Yeah.
You're like, Maury, where are you in a rush to? And he's like, oh, I'm meeting John. My friend John from Montreal. We're going for breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Show me.
Never, ever. Where's John meeting you? Oh, in the lobby. And then when we go to see John from Montreal in the lobby, Maury
gone.
Like sprints out of here.
He's gone. Has John ever commented on any one of your social posts?
Oh, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
I bet you Maury made him up.
Yeah.
He's verified.
So what? So is everybody. Sorry, Shem.
Wow, man. Come on.
If Maury's made up friend, John from Montreal, could get verified after all this time and not Shem.
I know. John from Montreal is very active. Very active.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Emily Reston says here, would you rather a snake in the toilet or a bat?
Okay. People have been sending me these freaking videos every single morning. Because I said one time on the show that I sit on the toilet in the morning with my phone. That is my first stop is toilet phone. Mm-hmm. And people send me videos of like snakes and toilets and stuff like this. And I said that I hate it when people send those to me late at night because those are the first messages I get in the morning. And so now if you look at my DMs from like midnight on, like it will be 4 o'clock in the morning and I'll be on the toilet and I will start to get DMs from people because everybody wants to send me a DM catch me while I'm on the toilet.
Because they know.
Right? Because they know.
That's the worst.
And so somebody sent me the snakes in the toilet, but then there's a video that 1,000 people have sent me, which is a person who finds a bat in their toilet.
Like hanging?
No. Okay.
Just
so,
like chilling.
So you know when you look at the bowl, right? Uh-huh. You know the underside of the bowl that you clean with the scrubber?
Yes.
So it's in there and then starts coming out from that crack.
Nope.
Like there's a bat.
No, you I'd rather like a snake.
You haven't seen that video?
No, that's
so
too scary.
You would rather a snake than a bat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't deal with something that flies.
What? I don't want a snake? No. A snake could go up your and a bat will
bite.
Just no, a bat yeah, but a bat could bite your butt. I'm fine with that. Going up me? No, thank you.
No.
No, I'm a
snakes
bat.
Don't go up there.
I don't know. I don't know if a snake. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that's where they want to go though. Like, I don't know. I think that a snake might get. Okay, let's say that they both get frightened and then they both attack what they see, the enemy.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's say that that's the situation.
For
right?
guys, it's the low-hanging fruit.
Okay, yes. So the snake or the bat is going to attack the enemy.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which would you rather have to defend yourself against
oh my God.
In the case of an attack?
Ah!
while you're sitting there? A snake or a bat?
Snake.
No, a bat.
Bats fly.
It's fine. Snakes crawl and kill you.
Yeah.
You can close the door.
But, okay, if one of them is going to bite you down there, okay, that's what you have to defend yourself against. Okay, you are going to get bit.
See, I don't know enough about, yeah, about
you're going to get
bat
bit.
Bites.
No.
Right.
Like, I don't know enough about whether a bat biting you is going to lead to death, potentially. Like, if it's poisonous.
Rabies, I guess.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Well, yeah, rabies, but bats, right? Also have nails on their wings.
Yes. They have those little feet that they'd have to grab onto. Right?
A snake could kill you.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. That's the thing.
Okay, let's say it's not a poison. It's not a venomous snake.
It's a gardener snake.
Okay? It's not a venomous snake.
I'm really uncomfortable even sitting now because all I can think about is a snake crawling up my butt and or bite me down there. And yes. It's just too much. No.
Yeah.
A bat.
Okay. So you're fighting off a bat with, okay,
100%.
Cool.
You know what? Yeah. I think I may be leading towards the bat bite as well.
Your wiener could beat a bat in a fight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, bat versus bat.
Yeah, I would have to. Yeah, I think though for me, because I'm picturing you feel something bite you and it latches on. And so you then stand up.
Yeah.
Right? I feel that like reaching around and trying to grab the bat that might be curled up under. Right. And you won't, you know, like, I think that might be more difficult than just grabbing the snake and pulling the snake.
Okay. Whose grip is tighter?
Oh, hold on here.
I can't go down that path.
Give me one second.
And you know, ladies are thinking the exact same thing, right? If it bites you there.
Okay. Lord. Snake versus bat, the world's deadliest. Oh, there's a lot of videos of bats fighting snakes.
Oh my God.
Bats and snakes are the...
like the pressure of the bite, right?
Yeah,
asking
figure that out.
Oh, just, absolutely, a bat bite is stronger.
You think so?
No 1,000%. Way, man. I think it's a snake.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's tough. I may have to go with snake. I may have to go with snake. Yeah, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I want to reach around there and grab it. Because with the bat, you got the claws, like the mini talons, and you also have the mouth that would be attached. Like you're a 3-point attachment down there.
Yeah.
Right? Snake, no arms. Right?
Just which one's more diseasey?
Bat.
Oh, definitely a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say snake, really, as much as I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on here. Brendan's photos says here, what made you fall in love with your wives? .. Sorry, Shem.
Wow.
Damn.
That's rude, huh?
Wow. Hey, I'm just reading the questions.
God, well, damn. But Shem can answer that. It's not like what made your wife fall out of love with you.
Okay. There we go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, right.
Let's get that answer first.
Like, we can all answer the first one.
Yeah.
Right? Shem's going to say, honesty.
Oh no.
Oh damn. Loyalty.
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness. Trustworthiness.
Never lies. Oh no. All right, Shem.
Dependability.
Dependability.
Oh no, buddy.
All of it. Okay. Am I answering first, I guess?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Wow, let me put myself back into that mindset. You know what? Very much a free spirit and just very easy to talk to, non-judgmental, just very easygoing. And I loved that energy about her at the time. Like, it was so easy. Everything was just so easy with her. Conversations were easy. And I would say that's probably what made me fall in love at the time.
Okay.
Emphasis at the time.
Damn it, Maureen.
Persistence.
What does that mean?
Like, I begged him to fall in love with me.
No, but why did you fall in love with him?
Is the question why did I fall in love with him, or why did he fall in love with me?
No. What made you fall in love?
I just loved his opinion. I loved how he always had, like, he was great to talk to.
You loved his opinion. His opinion about what?
Like, he was very opinionated. Like, he wasn't like somebody who's like, I don't know. Like, he was easy to talk to, and you could talk to him about anything. You know, I like how he mothered me.
There we go. There it is. Finally. Okay. So you loved how he mothered you.
Or daddied me, I guess.
In what way did he daddy you?
Like he would cook dinner or he like cleaned and he fixed up my apartment when I was renting it. Like he took all the autographs off the wall and repainted and took the wallpaper down.
So do you feel that that's what you were looking for? Was somebody to daddy you?
I guess I was, you know, and in hindsight, I guess I just like somebody who is there to, you know, clean up.
Oh, my God.
And did you know that you were looking for a dad?
No, not until I found it. And then I was like, wow, I like how you, what you're done with the place.
Right. And you just, and you continuously, and you've acted in your relationship since you guys met, like refusing to learn how to do certain things so he doesn't ask you to do them, just so you can continuously be daddied, right?
I've never done laundry in 16 years.
Right. Because?
Daddy does it.
Right.
Roz?
Same.
Okay, let's go back to the phones real quick. Oh, hold on, real quick. What made you fall in love with your wives? I don't know. Listen, my wife is just the best. She's smoking hot. She's smart as hell. She's the kindest person.
She doesn't cut down Amazon boxes.
Make me smile. No, she does not do that. But I enjoy.
We all overlook things.
I enjoy that. Right? I enjoy it. Let's go back to the phones real quick. How do you say your name? Is it Milagros?
Mila, just Mila.
Oh, Mila, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good, good. Thank you. I'm good. I'm great. I'm great.
Welcome to the podcast. What is your question?
My question is how Roz is coping with all the preparations of the wedding.
The upcoming wedding, yes.
So we've had a lot of conversations about the upcoming wedding. How am I coping? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I am participating. Very much so.
Cake tasting?
No, because I'm not into cake at all. So Catherine knows where she wants to get the cake from. I don't even know. I don't think it's going to be some obnoxiously like large wedding cake thing.
Like a 5-tier.
I don't think it's that at all. I sort of know. Like I went through the menu with great detail, and then the sort of extra things that we're going to bring in on top of the menu, because I want food to be a big part of the wedding. I want how the food is not displayed, but the sort of order of things. Basically, my wish for the whole thing was that I don't want there to be a moment from when people arrive to when they leave that they can't eat. There's food the whole time.
Can you tell us what some of the
menu items are? Not yet.
I will.
Okay. But so there will be lots of food throughout the entire thing.
Pierogies?
No, I don't think we're doing pierogies. Missed that huge. I don't have a ring yet.
Okay.
So that's on the list. I went for my suit, custom suit.
Nice.
Which is cool. So I got that all picked out.
Catherine's got her dress?
Nope, not yet.
Nope.
No, being made.
Okay.
I think. I don't know what the deal is with the dress. She's handling the dress. I don't need to be involved in that.
Okay.
Right. She's doing that with her girl, right?
Yeah.
I walked in the house the other day and she was getting measured in the living room and I'm like, that's the dress. I didn't ask any questions.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm coping very, very well, but there's a weird period for us anyway. And I don't know what it's like for other people. Where you sort of find the venue, you get your date, you get your guest list, you sort out the menu, but then there's like a weird lull of where you don't have to do any wedding stuff for a little while.
That happens to everybody.
Yeah, and I don't like this period because I feel that this is when things sort of balls get dropped, right?
Gotcha.
It's like during this lull because now what you're hearing is closer to the day, we'll deal with that. Closer to the day, we'll deal with that. Closer to the day, we'll deal with that. And my fear is that we're going to get closer to the day and there's going to be things that should have been dealt with now.
Right.
Right? So that is my only thing and I'm trying to not be a groomzilla about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you sort of have to trust the process.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with reaching out to the person that you're dealing with and just say, hey, how are we doing with this, 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 and this?
But that's all done. That's all done. So what I'm saying what I'm saying is that they're like, there's other things that we will deal with, but we will deal with that closer to the day. And I don't specifically know what all of those things are.
Right.
Right. And I worry that a few of them should have been dealt with earlier. But again, it's trust. Right. And I don't trust a lot of people, but I guess with stuff like this, you have to trust people.
Can I make a suggestion for your cake?
Yes.
What if instead of a cake, it was a pie?
Here we go.
And it was like a 3-tiered meringue pie, right? So you have like lemon meringue.
Okay.
You got key lime.
Okay.
And then you have something else.
Okay. I don't eat pie. Okay. So again, that would be a Catherine decision.
Yeah.
I know currently in my fridge, I can't use the entire bottom shelf because there's a giant box that is full of lemon meringue pie.
Hey.
That she eats straight out of the box.
Yeah. Maybe she's taste testing.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she is taste testing. She could be. That thing, the giant lemon meringue pie could be in the fridge because she's taste testing, and then everybody's going to get lemon meringue pie. Yeah. God forbid.
Oh, my God.
Nothing wrong with that. Would be incredible. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't.
That would be the whitest wedding I've ever been to.
Right?
In my entire life.
I know.
They serve lemon meringue pie.
Can you imagine? And just for that reason alone, I couldn't. For that reason. And again, Maury, that's why there's no pierogies. Right? Because I don't want to.
You know what I bet is there? Yeah. Friggin' tuna casserole. That's going to be.
Yes.
That's going to be a menu item.
Yeah. So just so you guys know, okay, my Guyanese brothers, you have a hell of a night ahead of you with tuna casserole, pierogies, and lemon meringue.
Oh, God. Right?
Sounds like my kind of night. Yes.
Very diverse menu. Very diverse menu.
Mila, you are wonderful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. Love you,
Before we let you go, Mila, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Of course, Rose.
Oh.
Yes. 100% Ross.
Oh.
I say that I love him because of his tallness, that hair. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I got no problem. I got no notes.
Who are you trying to not have, like, hear what you're saying? Because it sounds like you're speaking very quietly. You don't want anyone else to know.
No. It's just because I'm a little sick.
That's all. Okay. Yeah. Mila,
sick
you're
with
great.
Love.
No, I'm not hiding from anyone. No.
Thank you, Mila. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Chris asks, would Mocha trade his night terrors for Shem's sleep apnea? The answer is no.
No question.
Ethan says here, if you were offered $500,000.
Okay, here we go.
But
you
had to hook up with the main character of the last cartoon you watched. Would you do it? And who is it?
No, it was a child.
I hope it's not Caillou Faraz.
No, the last cartoon we watched, no joke, the last cartoon we watched was Pinky Malinky. And the main cartoon and the main character in Pinky Malinky is like a grade school kid who also happens to be a wiener.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Like, no, I'm not.
It.
No. Like,
that ain't it.
Who has an answer for this? Like, even
Peter Griffin.
Family Guy?
Yeah, that's the last thing I watched last night.
That's the last cartoon you watched?
Oh, is he the main character of that?
Well, no, Stewie is, but
a child. Isn't Stewie a baby?
A child.
Yeah.
No.
Shem?
God, cartoon?
Yeah, when's
the
last
animated movie or show you watch?
Oh my, the last animated, I swear the last animated movie that I watched was probably Encanto.
Oh,
with my little cousin.
Oh no.
That just feels really awkward.
Yeah, no, she's
awkward.
A child.
No.
This is a terrible question.
There's too many. It's all children.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? And nobody.
Okay, my answer, the last animated thing I watched was Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
So it would be with Mario.
Okay, at least he's grown. Right? At least none of us said like one of the, like Madagascar or something like that, right?
The Lion of the Zebra.
The Lion and the Zebra. Right? Like, this is a terrible question.
Oh,
but, okay, so for $100,000, the question...
$500,000.
The question was, would you?
No.
No,
absolutely
you would not.
Not.
Even if they were a cartoon.
No.
No?
No.
Maury?
No, come on.
If it was Peter Griffin, sure.
Yeah, you would?
Yeah.
Yeah? Shem?
Hell no.
No. Me neither. Yeah. No, I can't do Pinky like that.
These are some weird-ass questions this week. They were all wonderful, though. Thank you for your submission. We do this every week, so make sure you share this episode with other people in your lives who you think may enjoy and maybe want to participate, because once a week we post on Instagram at Kiss925. Ask Roz and Mocha. Load up the comment section with your questions, and two of you will join us on a future episode of the show. Thank you for listening. This has been the Ask Roz and Mocha podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.